is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
Lifting voices to sing a song of praise for this good day where you will be your best. Everything you do today will be the best it possibly can be. Make it a rule that you'll always do your best. It is a constant effort. It's hard to do. But once you get used to being a first-class person, then you will find it comes as a matter of course. You conquer the heights of excellence by being your best self. If that doesn't sound like... Maybe translate, let superiority be what people think of you. Not being superior, like you are arrogant or difficult, but this is something I've learned late in life, is your guide to life. Make sure that you are doing the best you possibly can do. Do not settle for mediocre. Mediocrity never wins. Never wins. Maybe I should say that. Look at the last, how many presidents have we had that were? Analyze that again. All right, anyway, it's time for us to spend our weekly visit with Andrea Metcalf, who has worked hard over her adult life to have people understand how they can use their bodies and keep themselves in shape and not abuse bodies, well, a lot of people, Andrea, do abuse their bodies, and they get started this time of year losing weight. I'm a big proponent of men and women not necessarily losing weight, although we have our product TH121, which is a great... I saw somebody who'd lost 20 pounds but needed to lose 50, and she turned 20 of it sort of into muscle, 15, 20 pounds into muscle, which is much more desirable, it would seem, than just losing the weight and having no substance. I mean, if you lose weight, you still have flab, just not as much, right?
That's true. That's very true. And, I mean, weight, if you look at the space that 5 pounds of muscle takes up compared to the space of 5 pounds of fat, it's about the third of the space. So gaining muscle is really more important than losing total body weight.
Yeah. So... under the circumstances, how do we do this? Again, the program that I've been promoting this year is a product called TH121, which is a natural way for you to block. It's sort of the fat cells in your body. They turn into sort of fighters of fat, and they burn up stuff. But you can't just lose weight and expect your body to look well. And I think that's kind of where I'm coming from. You can use the energy that you have stored up in those fat cells to create muscle. Isn't that really what it is? Energy sort of, it's like a spark plug. As you're igniting the muscle, it uses up the energy that's in those cells. Isn't that how it works?
Well, I mean, you're a little bit right on that. We build muscle tissue, and it's active tissue that burns calories to be maintained by tearing up muscle fibers and by putting the overload principle on it. So we have to actually work the muscle in order to build muscle. By building the muscle and being active tissue, fat becomes the fuel to maintain that active tissue.
Fuel is what you need to build muscle.
Correct. And then we melt the fat, if you will, to become the burning substance for the muscles that burn all through the night. Mm.
All right, so do you need then, as a matter of course, there are those people who are trying to gain muscle who have fat. The fat comes from eating bad food. We oftentimes talk about diet because they're all together. You eat well, you keep yourself in shape by exercising, building up the muscle. But if you have eaten too much and you need to lose it, then there's a sort of a monkey wrench thrown into the equation, isn't there?
Well, let's talk a little bit about bad food and eating too much. The reason we talk about it being bad food, because if you took food that was apples, lean meats, vegetables, and you put that on a plate, and then you put the same thing on a plate, let's say French fries and, you know, giant cheeseburger and candy bar, the amount of calories in both of those plates will be 3 to 4 times more in that plate that's got the fried foods. So sometimes we don't think we're eating that much, but we're eating a lot of high-calorie, low-energy foods. When we eat low-calorie, high-energy foods, we do really well, and you can eat as much as you want. I mean, most vegetarians are not overweight because vegetables just don't have a lot of calories in them. So it's what you put into the body. Now, when we have extra calories, whether they're good or bad, whether they're nutrient-dense or they're nutrient-low, we put on weight. Whatever your body weight is, if it's 120 pounds, you need around 1,200 calories to maintain that a day of taking in calories. And your body doesn't necessarily differentiate between an apple and a donut. It just knows that that's 60 calories versus 230 calories. Once I get past that 1,200 mark, I start storing those calories as fat and build up my fat supplies because I can only burn 1,200 in a day.
Huh?
Did I lose you?
No, it's a math equation. So you take how many calories? Let me get this right. So you take how many calories that you burn at your given body weight, and if you eat more than that, you're going to store it as fat. If you eat less than that, you're going to lose weight. If you eat that, you'll maintain. Is that right? Is that what I'm getting?
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yay.
So how do we figure out how many calories I can burn in a day?
1,200 is what she said. Everybody burns.
The way you figure out your calories, approximation, a very simple way is take your weight. Rich, how much do you weigh?
215 pounds.
So you can take in 2,150 calories a day, and just by breathing, eating, the gentle movement that you do throughout the day and sleeping, you'll burn 2,150 calories a day. If you take in more than that, you take in 2,500. Every time you take in an extra 300, that starts to be stored as fat. Once you've stored 3,500 calories, you've scored 1 pound of fat, your weight goes up.
Okay.
Now, I've heard that if you, and tell me if this is a myth or not, I heard if you take the weight that you want to be, so let's say you want to be 120 pounds, and you eat 1,200 calories, that's what people tell you to do to get there. Is that right or wrong? Or should you eat more for what you weigh now, but lower it by 1,000 calories or 500 calories or whatever it is?
Well, we know that when we get into the 800 to 1,200 range at an extended period of time of calorie intake, and we're not 5 feet tall or we're under 5'5", our body starts to slow down and conserve food. That's when we get into those plateaus. Plateaus are because our body's going, I've only got this much coming in on a consistent basis. I'm going to try and just learn to live with that and work with it that way. That's when people need to, what they don't realize is when we hit that plateau and they're like, okay, I'm going to exercise harder, I'm going to eat less. They actually need to bump up their calorie intake to trick the body to go back into that weight loss phase. Because our body's always trying to maintain balance. Exercising burns calories. So you could always start with that 1,800 calorie intake and then exercise to get the deficit to get to the weight that you want.
Yeah. The thing that's interesting now is this CrossFit routine. A lot of people are doing CrossFit, and it's very interesting to see how it takes hold, how you can do all kinds of different things, whereas before, I mean, you can get the same results, it looks like, depending on what you want. Do you want to be fit? Do you want to be muscular? Do you want to be thin? I don't think the two go together. I've seen some, Madonna's an example of somebody who has muscle who's too thin. It looks awful.
Well, you have to remember, too, you lose volume as we age. So she's very lean, and so she appears very skinny and ripped. Now, if she wanted to soften herself up, she would need to eat more. But, you know, she does a very rigorous workout schedule every day. And I would assume that her blood numbers and the inside of her body is very healthy from eating the raw macronutrient diet that she has.
Yeah.
So it's probably difficult for her to put on weight because she doesn't consume a lot of calories and she doesn't intense exercise. Yeah. For some people,
who's telling her that that looks good? Or you figure she's just thinking that herself, that this is her definition?
Maybe she's doing it to be healthy instead of worrying about if you think
she's not healthy.
Good or not.
If you look,
but you don't know.
You're
I
not
mean,
healthy.
She might be.
No,
she might
you just
be.
Think she doesn't look healthy.
Doesn't look
right.
healthy at all.
Right. Hey, Andrea, last question. My nephew is a bodybuilder. He competes in these shows wherever when he gets up and puts that tanning junk on and everything.
Right.
And the kid is, he's 25. He is ripped, former Marine. Now he's a trainer, and he's going to school for nutrition and chiropractor and stuff like that. And he tells me that if you want to build muscle, you should eat proteins before you go to bed.
Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. You know, eating protein before you go to bed, like lean turkey, helps you sleep better. And remember, protein, amino acids, are the thing that repair the cells in our system.
That's what he says, yeah, the amino acids.
A lot of strenuous strength training, like CrossFit, high intensity, you're going to tear up a lot of muscles that then need to be repaired. So the proteins will help. They say protein post-workout, if you're trying to build a lot of muscle, is a good idea as well.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Be inspired. You can check out Andrea's blog.
Good information.
We carry a lot of information. The Better Living Box at DougStefan.com. You want to be bigger, you dream bigger. And that's a goal. It's a desire of a lot of people. And if you're interested in losing weight, perhaps you try the routine that I've suggested. Andrea's, I think, made it important and clear why we need to make muscle. TH121 is how you lose the weight. Call 800-525-2710. Andrea, always nice to have you here. Thank you.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Obsession with obscenity in this country is ridiculous. It's obscene. What goes on in my house is none of your business. Period. I don't want to know what goes on in your house, and you don't have any business knowing what goes on in my house.
Oh, dear, is there no such thing as privacy anymore?
Only in bed, Mother, and not always there.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Kerry.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boyden Dingle?
Boys and Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boys and Dingle.
Boys and Dingle. That's it. Right.
No. I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Stephens. Good day.
Madonna has a new album. She's bundling the album with ticket sales for this new album. And so that's an example of the old Madonna that we all like. This is the new Madonna. Number one album in the country.
Really?
This goes back to the Lionel Richie mechanism 20 years ago. Turns out that a hefty number of these albums were not sold the usual way. Her label and Live Nation, which owns Ticketmaster, bundled the album with ticket sales. So for every ticket sold online to upcoming shows, if you purchased a ticket, you automatically get a copy of MDNA.
Sure.
Smart.
So it's from iTunes. Or you can send in your mailing address for a physical
CD. Her concert
CD.
Tickets are so pricey. Oh,
$350.
Yeah. I'd really like to go see it. Yeah. No. Too much.
That's where the real money is, though, on the online shows, right? I mean, on the live shows.
For it is for her, because, I mean, that's really concert tickets.
How does she sell 15,000 tickets to an arena at that, at those kind of prices?
She does. She does it instantaneously, too.
Yeah. Really? It was sold out so fast in L.A., and I had an opportunity to get floor tickets pre-sale. Yeah. But it was, it's on my bucket list. I would love to see a Madonna show, because I was a big fan when I was a kid. But, ugh, too much.
But, see, this goes
gotta
back
make a
to,
house payment.
Hey, if she can get it, yeah, bless her, I guess.
I have, that's why I brought her up, because I think that she has worked very hard at presenting a very physical show. And so when I look at her and how emaciated, whether she has muscle or she doesn't, that's why I said what I did to Andrea. I don't think she looks healthy. She looks like there's something wrong with her. Like she's, there's a sick kind of a, yes, almost death look to her.
Yeah.
It's just, ugh, it's very unappealing. And I thought earlier on, many issues were quite attractive, actually.
Back in the borderline days.
Yeah, right. So going backwards is going forwards, Richie, in other words.
Hey, man. Yeah. You know,
one thing you don't take away from her, she's a smart businesswoman.
Yeah, she's got it going on. And when you're that age, when you're in that good a shape, I mean, look at most of the stars that were big back when we were kids and what they look like now. So you got to give it to her.
When we were kids, huh?
And she's getting $350 a shot.
Yeah. All right. 28 after on Good Day. Yeah.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources, her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden. Roberta is off today. The idea that has floated around, I've heard this this item discussed three or four different ways, and I sort of put it on the back burner. Richie knows that I there's no such thing as a bad story. There's no timing to
nothing
a bad story.
Nothing ever gets thrown away at Doug's desk.
So, and sort of the conceptual way of me dealing with this, the story actually goes back to, I think, the first part of last week, when a Minnesota waitress was given a $12,000 tip by a gangster, in essence. So at first, the police confiscated the $12,000, and then they gave it back to her. The money had an odor of marijuana attached to it. Therefore,
it was real green.
Yeah. It was the police said at first, well, if nobody claims it in 6 years, the guy gave it to her.
Yeah, it was a tip, but she didn't steal it.
Sure. Okay. So in my mind,
I don't even know why she turned it in.
Yeah, that's what I never
just
understood.
Keep it quiet. Yeah. But I think the real story here for us to consider is whether or not you would, if somebody left you a $12,000, or you came upon money that you knew was of questionable origin.
Different.
Do you keep it?
Very different. Okay, if I'm a waitress and someone left me a $12,000 tip on the table, I would take it, shut up, and just that would be it.
Right.
Now, if I was walking through the mall and I found $12,000 on a park bench, I would probably take it somewhere to see if someone lost it.
So apparently, she followed the guy out to his car
out the door
and tried to
give
it back.
Did you know that you left $12,000 there? And he said, yeah, that's for you.
He said, no, I'm good. You keep it. And she left, so she went back and found out how much money was, got concerned about where the money came from, and that's why she contacted the
police. She called
the police.
Yep, she did. But then, with the huge tip, you're thinking, okay. Or do you think that way? I mean, I guess to go back to the generator. Now, it's not about whether you find it on the street. That's not the issue here.
No.
This is a
what you do for a living.
Give to you a tip of $12,000. Do you keep it or do you not keep it, knowing that the money comes from some illicit source?
Not knowing, but
okay, dude,
wondering.
I try to be really moral, but if my job is based on tips and someone wants to give me a $12,000 tip, I'm keeping it.
She's got five children.
Yeah.
And she needs the money to support. And the police, here's a quote from the police. We're not making it any worse. We're here to help. Right. It was a good thing that she contacted us.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at some of the comments online for some of these, where the money came from. If it's drug money, it's connected to prostitution, and women get raped by
men. Don't they say that every dollar bill... Every dollar bill has cocaine on it, isn't that what they say? So really, all money is drug money. I hate to break it to people.
Yeah.
Right? Right.
Not so, everyone, but like one in five.
Yeah.
You get my drift.
Yeah, but I just want to know where people are in an ethical, moral way.
If the money gets used for good, I think most people would be good with it.
Yeah.
I would rather that money be in her hands than whoever's hands, dirty hands they came out of, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I have no problem with her keeping the money at all. I think it just...
Not beholden to anybody.
No.
Right? I mean, you know, it's not like the guy said, you owe me this or you have to do that now.
Yeah. No, I don't... I think that there is... I think in this circumstance, it's not a novel problem. It's something that people... And I don't even know it's a problem.
Maybe it was this guy's way of atoning for his sins.
Well, I mean, if you really get down to the brass tacks of it, how many people buy lottery tickets that have no business buying lottery tickets? How much of that $600 million that was awarded last week come from people who haven't got two nickels to rub together? That's immoral, isn't it?
The lottery is the state's way of taxing the poor.
Yeah.
That's
get your money out of them.
I think the lottery should be all outlawed because it's the state's way of taxing the poor. It's such a horrible thing.
Yeah.
And now, I've been known to buy a ticket here and there, but
me too. But that doesn't mean that it's.
But you know what? You're not the guy going out spending $100 a week on lottery tickets, are you?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No. Neither am I. But you know what? Every time I go to buy lottery tickets.
There's
hardworking people who don't have a ton of money spending a whole lot of money on these things.
I charged you around.
Go ahead, Jennifer, please. I was just in Vegas this weekend, and what absolutely kills me is, because I'm not a big gambler, I'll gamble what I can afford to lose, which is like, you know, $5. But I was listening to people's conversations. They're saying, my husband lost $2,000, this and that. I would be on the floor sobbing real tears if I had lost $2,000. I guess people plan for that.
This is one of my hot buttons in Maryland right now, who is desperately upside down in their revenue towards income.
The correct pronoun is which.
Thank you. Yeah. So they're trying to figure out new ways to suck money out of their constituents and out of the people that live in Maryland. And one of the new ways is, you know, the governor of Maryland wants to raise the gas tax 40 cents. That'll go over well. But the other way is that they want to build a casino in Prince George's County. Now, Prince George's County borders Washington, D.C., as does Montgomery County in Maryland. Not a well-off county. There's a lot of poor people in Prince George's County. Montgomery County is where Potomac is, where all the stars and the big politicians live and everything. Ton of money there. But they don't put that casino in Montgomery County, do they?
No, of course not.
They put it in Prince George's County. Why is that? Because they know all of those people are the ones that
suckers.
Are
going to
come in and throw all the money down in the slot machines, spend all the money on the... The state and gambling is such... It should be illegal.
Yeah, well, it's another way of them getting money.
Right.
It's like the conversation we were having earlier, if you didn't hear, hour number one, you can go back and listen to that at DougStephan.com. The discussion which frequently we have here discussion came out of discussion from Florida, where you have the stand your ground rule and whether or not stand your ground ought to be enforced or ought to be something that is encouraged in other states. And one fellow called from Georgia and said the only reason the police exist in Georgia, from his perspective, is to raise money. They are revenue. And how many times have you heard me say that? That they're out there with their radar guns. They don't care about anything except getting more money. They're out there with a cash register. Get your credit card out.
Sure, but there's another side to that. I mean, police do have a purpose, and while there are a lot of things that they do that are revenue enhancement officers, they do a lot of things that that we need.
Yeah, some do, some don't.
You know, and people will say that the lottery is, although the money goes towards the education in the state that they're doing. You know what? You're still taxing the poor to get that money.
800 510-8255. Coming up, Facebook comments on those items and other things that we're following. Jennifer and Heather are on to that. And then I want to talk about this new way of getting to you. There are a lot of people that are trying to find out what you're thinking. How are they doing getting to you? In a matter of moments, we discuss that. Right now, let's think about fish oil, omega-3s specifically. Great for your brain, great for your skin, great for your joints, great for your overall health. The key is to make sure it's omega-3 fish oil and not to have to eat 4 pounds of fish a day in order to get it. I like fish, but I don't know that I'd want to eat 4 pounds of fish a day, and depending on what kind of a fish it is, you may not even get what you need. The recommended daily amount in the old style pill, 4 or 5 fish oil pills a day. Nope, don't have to do that with Vitality Ultra Pure Omega 3. It is the purest, it is the most potent, it is the best you can buy, and right now you don't even have to buy it. You go to 888-809-6424. Dial that number right now while you're thinking about it. 888-809-6424. And order Vitality Ultra Pure Omega 3. Great for long-lasting bodies, healthy joints. It's good for your brain. It is just plain smart to get Vitality Ultra Pure Omega 3. And for every box that you buy, they're donating the folks at Solana Health a box to women who need this sort of help. Women, there are lots of women who are in need, and they are found through various organizations. So between now and May 1st, your purchase of Vitality Ultra Pure Omega 3 will help somebody else beside you. 888-809-6424.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down, unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on ColdQS vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 Pacific and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today.
13 and a half
for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
Okay. 13 and a half for the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Heather and Jennifer Rich are monitoring our Facebook postings and Twitter, and we seem to have a lot of activity in a number of different places. Now, I want to see who takes the... Heather was here yesterday. Jennifer wasn't. I don't know.
I wasn't, but I feel like I can catch up on the whole show because you guys did such a great job posting yesterday, so that was kind of fun. Actually, go ahead, Heather.
I was going to say, it's not just us posting on there. It's people putting up their comments. It's really some great dialogue.
All right. So rather than talk about how great it is, why don't we have a this is a novel approach. Why don't we tell people what some of the input is from folks who are following our discussions on Facebook? How about that for an idea, ladies?
All right, I'll start, and then Heather can follow. I loved, who is your favorite funny person out there? Nathan chimed in. A bunch of people did. Nathan chimed in. Dane Cook. Davinia said Jim Carrey. Cheryl said Ron White. Love him. Tom said Sonny Block. Chris said Russell Peters. Margaret Cho was John's answer, and he specified the early years, however.
Sonny Block. Sonny Block's dead.
Well, it doesn't
matter.
He
wasn't funny. He was a ripoff artist. Where did that come from? Somebody's giving me a little zinger there, I think.
Marsha said Robin Williams. Jeff said he's still out there and he can never be top. Jerry Lewis was his answer. Maria said Jeff Dunham. Sherry said Ellen DeGeneres, Bill Cosby, and Steve Martin. Another vote for Ellen from Judy. And somebody voted for their mom, although that wasn't very... famous. Beverly said Joan Rivers and Kristen Wiig. Another vote for Bill Cosby. Lots of fun ones. So chime in on your favorite funny person up at Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
You know, I got to say, there's a few of them on there. I have no clue. So I'm going to have to be researching. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard some names there. I didn't know either.
And there was also, we posted the question of, do you remember when you met your first love? And then also, do you still know that person? Janet said her brother-in-law had invited her to a St. Patty's Day party, and that is where she met her first love. They were married 4 years later. They're still married after 43 years. They have 2 daughters, 2 sons, and wonderful 4 grandchildren. There's also a few more stories on there that are so sweet, and people are chiming in, just loving hearing just the relating of it. And also that kind of chimes in with yesterday's story of the 2 long-lost loves. If you didn't hear it, Jennifer, you have got to listen to the 9 o'clock hour yesterday.
Hour 4.
Yeah.
Check out the great story about lost love in the fourth hour yesterday. You can check down.
It's going to make me throw up.
Download any of them. You can check all this stuff out at DougSteffens.com. How many people, and I don't... No, I'm not going to do this because I want to not get lost in this. Oftentimes I think about how much more you and I are required to, if we are engaged at all in the world around us, how much are we asked to participate and in what way are we asked to participate? In other words, do you ask friends of yours how they feel about issues? I think we have become nameless and faceless, so we care about what people say online, Facebook and Twitter, that we don't know, but do we have these conversations with our friends? Would you ask a friend the questions that we asked yesterday on Facebook and Twitter? Jennifer?
A lot of our friends are the ones who also post on these things.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but do you have the conversation? Never mind posting. Do you have the conversation? You sit, you're having a beer or something, and do you have these conversations?
Yes.
Are they the same conversation?
Same exact conversation,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's what I want to know, because I don't have these conversations with people. But then, I'm talking to Charlotte.
We need to get you out more.
51 after on Good Day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Just too much of this stuff.
I'm a huge Phil Collins fan, but
Dick. Yeah. All right. Movie music. Make quick work of that. Phil Collins at 54 past the hour.
How did we all ever get into radio?
Good day show.
This sucks. Why are we playing this?
Yeah.
Hey, Beavis.
Beavis, yeah.
I didn't claim to work in radio that's music generated. That's why I'm here talking with you people.
Well, I did.
You did, I know.
Yes. Right. All right.
Yeah, I did too, but I never played this one, I'll tell you that.
So, the idea, the object of our affection here, Trucker, is to bring some miscellaneous movie news to the audience today, things that will catch people and their interests in the big screen DVDs, et cetera, which is what Chuck Curry is an expert in. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You go to DougStefan.com, click on Chuck's picture in the contributors box. You'll go to his blog and find out what he's thinking. He's really very good at summarizing a lot of movies. He's like, well, I only in the wintertime go to as many movies as you do because I love to go to the movies, but I don't take the time when I'm home on the farm. But when I'm in Los Angeles, I'll spend Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, sometimes both if there are enough movies around, just going to check it out. It's fun to walk around the 3rd Street Promenade, actually, in Santa Monica, go to the movie houses, watch people. It's just fun. You know, it's just fun. It doesn't take much
time. I agree with you. You know, and speaking of Phil Collins, I don't know if you know this, but his daughter, I haven't seen the film, but his daughter, Lily Collins, is the star opposite Julia Roberts in the Snow White movie, Mirror, Mirror.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I did not know that.
All right, so there, you'll find out some other items of interest that you don't know from Chuck in a moment. First, I'm going to give you some clues. You will win a prize if you're the first person to identify this movie, given the four items I'm going to lay on you. Okay, everybody ready for this?
Sure.
Make a mental note. The first clue is Jessica Lange.
Got it. Second clue is monkey.
Well, no, the second clue isn't monkey, but it could be, I suppose. Island is the second clue. World Trade Center, shut up, will you please?
What's funny is I have no idea what either of you are talking about.
Me either.
It makes me laugh. That
Chucker
something.
Does. All right. So we have women here.
No, that was her first film.
It was her first film.
Yeah. And she got horrible reviews.
Yeah.
And she won one or two Oscars in the next 10 years.
Whenever anybody brings her name up, that's the go-to movie. Mm-hmm. That's why that one's easy.
Right.
Oh, okay. It is about a monkey. Yeah. I know which one.
There
okay.
you go.
Really and I think she still looks good. You were going to say she looks bad, huh?
No, I don't think she looks good at all. I think she looks good.
I think she looks great.
Yeah, okay, well, just
for her age.
Can I weigh in? I'm going to go. I hate to say this, but I'm going to go in Doug's camp here.
Yeah. You think she looks terrible?
Doesn't look good at all.
See, now I got to go look her up.
Yeah. I think that at the awards show, I saw her because she just won a bunch. She looked maybe like she was a little intoxicated, but I thought she looked really.
Well, I think that's one of the problems, and that's what it does to you. You drink too much like that, and it's going to. That's what it does. What was the last? She was just in a movie though recently, last month or so, Chucker. I'm trying to remember. She was the mother. Of somebody, and she really played
an awards
obnoxious...
for American Horror Story.
No, but she's on the FX show American Horror Story. I believe she won an Emmy, and she's going to be back for the second season playing a different character. They're going to change the entire cast for the second season.
All right. Anyway.
She had her eyes done.
If you know the movie, 800-510-8255. All right, Chucker, what's in your movie news bag today?
I found this interesting, Doug. Marvel and Disney yesterday announced that their soon-to-be superhero film, Iron Man 3, which will start filming shortly, will be a Chinese co-production with a Chinese-based company, DMG, financing part of its hefty budget. Part of the movie will also be shot in China. Now, why are they doing this? Because the Chinese government is going to allow, I believe, 25 movies to be distributed in China in the next few years. Iron Man 3 will be one of them. It's a huge market. Hollywood will enter it. The problem, I have one bit of a problem. The fact that they're going to film part of it in China, I don't know, it just rings false. I don't like the idea.
Was Iron Man 1 and 2 released in China, or will these people just be...
I don't think many films have been released in China. I think this is a new revenue stream for Hollywood, and certainly they're going to want to be involved, especially if the Chinese government's going to finance part of these $200 million budgets. They're going to grab it with open arms. One other bit of news, Tim Burton's new film Dark Shadows, based on the 70s afternoon soap opera, getting solid buzz. It's been previewed in
the
screenings, and the Twitter reaction is... very positive. Once again, Johnny Depp collaborates with director Tim Burton.
All right, let's get to the bottom of what this movie is. Ken is in Borger, Texas, listening to Good Day. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, thank you. What's the name of the movie?
It's King Kong. It's a remake.
King Kong remake, 1976. You got it, sir. Hold on a second for the prize. 59 after on Good Day.
How would you...